Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I was just talking with one of my newer up-and-coming leaders, and she asked me, you know, she's like, I've heard you say this before, but I just want to make sure, you know, I've been signing a lot of people, you know, I have new distributors coming on board, but a lot of them aren't doing anything. You know, I've given them their training. I have got them launched the same way. I've done the new distributor checklist, but they just aren't doing anything. Am I doing something wrong? Should I be doing something more? I think I know the answer. I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to check with you. And she knew the answer, but it got me thinking, maybe some of you who are new to this business, or it's been a while since you've had growth like this and you've been signing people like this and you are questioning, you know, I'm getting people started. I'm doing everything right. I'm checking on them. We talked about their why. You know, I know she wanted to make a couple $100 to pay for groceries and bills, and but she's not doing anything. You know, these people that I'm signing, they're not even trying. And guys, can I just remind you, if you're brand new to this business, let me tell you, this is normal. And let me remind the rest of you that this is normal. What is the ratio? 2 out of 10 people are really going to do anything with this business. And 5 people got me to ambassador. 5. So, you know, think of this as a deck of cards. Okay. Think of this whole business as like a deck of cards where you are looking for 4 aces in your deck of cards. And to find those 4 aces, you're going to have to flip over a bunch of other cards that are not aces, because those aces are somewhere stacked in there. Now, some people get really lucky and their first 4 cards they flip over are aces, right? But that is very, very rare that happens. Most people have to flip through a bunch of cards, which if you're following along, that means sign distributors, okay, have people join your team. You're gonna have to flip over a bunch of cards before you find your aces. And your aces are your runners. We call them runners in this business. So for those of you who are new and you're just starting out, you're signing a couple people and, you know, you find this podcast, you're gonna find people who get this. Those are your aces. They're gonna get this business like you do. They're gonna see the vision. They're gonna get this fire in their belly and they're just gonna take off. And let me encourage you, no matter what you do or don't do, runners will be runners no matter what. So overworking yourself, trying to inspire them, check up on them every single day, tag them in every single post, none of that is going to create a runner. Somebody is a runner whether you do all that or not. So you might as well not, because you're going to burn yourself out. I'm speaking from experience. And you run the risk of getting into management mode, and we don't need that. Okay, so remember all of this. If you're new listening to this, file all of this away for the future. What you need to do is just continue finding more people who need this business and flip those cards over, because eventually you're going to find your first ace. You're going to find your second ace. And when you do, it is like this business takes on a whole new level of fun, because now you have a running partner who's running just as fast as you and gets it, and that gives you energy. You know, so talking to them and spending time with them and running with your runners is what we say, gives you energy. It doesn't suck the energy out of you when you're trying to pull people along who are never going to be aces. So, you know, you've got all these cards. A 2 of hearts is never going to be an ace of spades. No matter what you do, no matter where you put it on the table, no matter if you turn it back over and flip it over again, no matter if you talk to it and post inspirational posts for it, a 2 of hearts is always going to be a 2 of hearts. Okay. And that has nothing to do with you as the leader. So just keep flipping your cards. Get everybody started the same way. Keep going, keep building your business, and you will find those aces. So hopefully that's encouraging for you today, especially for you new leaders who are just getting started, taking off in this business. Expect that. Expect that most people are not going to be running at the pace that you are, but you will find those who want this just as bad as you. And that's when it gets even more fun.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.